that goes up there throwing 90?
Nope, that's for sure.
So tell me though, it looked like right from the beginning you're off to a good start. Your mix was pretty good. Tell me what that mix was.
Well, really, it was just my fastball, my curveball. The thing is with me, I don't try to throw 90 miles per hour. I just try to locate my pitches, and I think that's definitely working for me. My curve was still a little shaky. I got to get better at that, but there's still time, so it all matters at the end, you know.
All right, so you with the bases loaded there, you had to shorten up on that swing, eh?
Yeah. I saw that gap between first and second, and I tried to poke it that way. And Hanson, I got to give him credit. He did a great job. He made me work at the plate. He just kept on pitching me outside, and that's what I tried to do with it, so luckily it worked.
Yeah, there was no way you were going to barrel up on that, eh?
No. He pitched great tonight, you know. I mean, I was pretty surprised with him. I got to give him a lot of credit for a freshman. That's pretty impressive, holding us to four runs.
That's right. Now, does your approach change at all, Cars, when you see the corners pulled in like that?
Yeah, usually when there's a runner at second, third with less than two outs, I try to just get the run in. You know, I don't care about the hit. I just want the run in. That's the main thing I try to focus on. But I guess I got the best of both worlds today with a base hit and two RBIs.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. AWOL got dirty on that one. He tried to snare that one, but...
Yeah. You know, he tried hard, but...
That's tough for a
first. Yeah, it was tough hop, yeah.
So... you guys get the victory here. It's a busy, busy week.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Now, I know Saturday's games are canceled, but how do you think your body is going to feel Friday night?
It's a question that's not answered yet, obviously. But, I'm interested myself, Jack, to see how my body is feeling.
I mean, this was the easy one game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but we're getting there. Don't worry. It's only game one, but... So a long ways to go.
Yeah, four doubleheaders in a row.
Well, that's happened every year, you know, so just keep grinding. Yeah.
Okay. All right, Carson, there's your free pizza from Elmer's. I'll let you give a shout-out to whoever you want to say hi to.
My mom, my dad, my grandma, my sister, DJ, Patty Stevenson, the librarian, and my girlfriend, Kayla. Oh, and my Uncle Tim, too.
See, you can't forget. And
can't forget about the uncle.
You still said hi to your old man, even though he pulled you at the end.
Yeah, well, he said only 75 today, so it was the last batter. I was kind of mad, but
yeah,
so we got the win,
what's
so that's
one
all
more pitch? Come on, Dan. All right, well, congratulations on the win. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, Carson Shea, everybody, in our post-game show. 4-1, your final score. He had the big hit, too. He drove in two runs in that fifth inning when Escanaba was up 1-0. Gladstone tied it up and then got got the big hit from Carson Shea to take the lead 3-1, and the Braves end up getting the victory by a score of 4-1. So Gladstone now 15 wins, 6 losses.